In my word, I have said that worship stills the voice of the enemy. Worship stills the voice of doubt and unbelief. Worship stills the voice of lack. Worship stills the voice of uncertainty. Worship stills the voice of not enough. Worship stills the voice of no way out. Worship stills the voice of feeling trapped. Worship stills the voice of defeat. Worship stills the voice of the enemy. Worship stills the voice of the flesh. I have encouraged you to worship not only as a congregation, but individually at home. My instructions are clear. If you want to shut down the voice of your enemy, you must worship me. But you must go beyond hearing the instruction if you want to grow and mature in me. If you don't apply the instruction to worship me, you will not receive the promises that I have given to you that come when you worship. Worship silences the voices of your enemies, those in the spiritual realm and those in the physical. Worship frees you, and worship releases you from the influences of this world. So take this instruction, apply it, see the fruit of your obedience. Draw closer and closer to me as you do it. Silence your enemies. Worship me, says the Lord.